VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. China summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing on Sunday to lodge a strong protest over the arrest of a Chinese technology executive in Canada and Washington's demand that she be extradited to the United States to stand trial on fraud charges. China called the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, the telecom giant Huawei Technologies' chief financial officer, extremely bad and demanded that the U.S. cancel its extradition request linked to allegations that she broke U.S. laws prohibiting trade with Iran. President Trump says last week's court filing in the Russia probe totally cleared him, but top House Democrats are raising the prospect of impeachment or even prison. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I think it's all turning around very nicely.
That was President Trump's assessment Saturday of last week's filings in the Russia probe and the case against his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. But Senator Angus King views it differently.
The Cohen filing, as you've already pointed out, implicates him in the commission of a felony.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, tells CBS's Face the Nation if it's proven Trump directed hush money payments, he could be facing an indictment on the day he leaves office.
That he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
The U.S. military says it has killed four members of the al-Shabaab extremist group with a self-defense airstrike outside Somalia's capital after partner forces were attacked. The U.S. Africa Command says the airstrike happened on Saturday near Basra, a community outside the capital Mogadishu. The statement says no civilians were involved. The strikes have picked up dramatically since President Trump took office and approved expanded military operations in the Horn of Africa nation. Airstrikes also target a small presence of fighters linked to the Islamic State. This is VOA News.